Listening Library presents Ranger's Apprentice, The Royal Ranger, Book 7, Arik's Ransom, by John Flanagan. Read for you by John Keating.
1. The sentry never saw the dark-clad figure ghosting through the night toward Castle Araluin. Merging with the prevailing patterns of light and shade thrown by the half-moon, the interloper seemed to blend into the fabric of the night, matching the rhythm of the trees and cloud shadows as they moved with the moderate wind. The sentry's post was in the outer cordon, outside the walls of the massive castle, by the southeastern tower. The moat rippled gently behind him, its surface stirred by the wind, so that the reflections of the stars in the dark water were set shimmering in a thousand tiny points of light. Before him stretched the massive parkland that surrounded the castle, carefully tended, immaculately mown, and dotted with fruit and shade trees. The ground sloped gently away from the castle. There were trees and small shady dells where couples or individuals could sit and relax and picnic in relative privacy, sheltered from the sun. But the trees were small, and they were well spaced out, with plenty of open ground between them, so that concealment would be denied to any large attacking force. It was a well-ordered compromise between the provision of privacy and relaxation and the need for security, in an age when an attack could conceivably happen at any time. 30 meters to the left of where the sentry stood, a picnic table had been fashioned by attaching an old...